Attending college was always a given. There was no question about it. I would attend college after graduating high school. My older brother didn't attend college, thus it was on me to become the first college graduate of the family. At times, this felt like a heavy burden on my shoulders because so much was expected of me. I knew that when it came time to choosing what college I would attend during the fall, it would be one that was far away from home so that I wouldn't have to feel that heavy burden. Determined to leave California, I applied to a lot of schools on the East Coast. Staying in California was the worst case scenario for me. Once the acceptances started rolling in, I was certain I was going to be living on the East Coast by this time next year. My high school administration had made everyone apply to UCs and CSUs. I didn't really pay much attention to those acceptances, nor did I mind when I got rejected from one UC. I knew I wasn't going to stay in California, or so I thought. Around late March, I got a call from some students at UCSC asking me if I would be interested in a 3-day, 2-night, all-expenses-paid trip to visit the school. I was really intrigued by the idea, so I said yes, and I got an application to fill out. The idea of living home seemed pretty cool to me, even though it was a school that I wasn't really considering at all. A couple weeks later, I got another call from UCSC students informing me that I had been accepted to the program. I was really thrilled, more about missing school, but nonetheless, I was thrilled. I was set to leave San Diego at 4 a.m. on a Friday morning. Right away, I became friends with one girl. We both chatted all throughout our trip to North Cal. Once we got to Santa Cruz, I was intrigued by the change in the scenery. It was completely different than San Diego. When we got off the bus, the UCSC students greeted us and took us to eat. The program was intended to be for underrepresented students who also came from low-income households. I later learned that they had hundreds of kids apply and only 40 got the opportunity to get accepted into the program. I was one of the lucky students. All through the weekend, we attended workshops that focused on social justice and about the marginalization of Hispanics, all while bonding with other students. I learned so many things that weekend, things I had never heard before. I felt as if I was looking at the world in a completely different perspective than the previous perspective I arrived to Santa Cruz with. That weekend, I met so many amazing people. I talked and hung out with them all day. I really cannot imagine what my life would have been like had I not attended that program. That program showed me what the school was all about. The first thing I did when I got home from my trip was accept my acceptance to UCSC. It was crazy how I remember that I didn't want to go to a UC, much less stay in California. Yet here I am at UCSC. I honestly couldn't imagine myself anywhere else.